For a number of years, Phoenix New Times has been digging to obtain information about mental health care provided at the Arizona Department of Juvenile Corrections locked facility, Adobe Mountain. Earlier this week, the publication featured an article about one particular inmate and his father's attempts to learn more about what, if any, mental health treatment his son was receiving. Amy Silverman, managing editor at Phoenix New Times, joins me with more details. Amy, you've been looking into mental health conditions in the juvenile correction system at Adobe Mountain for more than a decade and have written about it. So how did this latest specific story about inmate Steven Renner and his father, Steve, develop?
About a month after my story came out, I got an anonymous email saying, you missed a piece. There's a report that the woman who runs mental health services for the Department of Corrections wrote at the behest of the interim director of ADJC, and you should take a look at it. But it's going to be hard to get a hold of. They're not going to want you to have it. They've been printing out copies and then taking them back. It's obviously something very damning. And I to this day don't know what's in the report. So I told Steve Renner about it because as the father, he's the one who's able to get the materials. And he started asking. And he's an incredible person. He's an auto mechanic. But man, that guy, he is a dogged pursuer of justice. And he started asking all over the state, from the ombudsman to the attorney general's office to the board of medical examiners, everybody he could find, he asked for this report. And they all said no. And they were citing this statute that has to do with quality assurance.
This is an amazing part of the story, the fact that there are attorneys who don't even know what this in fact is. This is a legitimate way to not let this information get out?
Well, so far it has been, right? I mean, we haven't challenged it in court, but I was surprised that Dan Barr, who's the head of the First Amendment Coalition and kind of the godfather of media law in the Valley for all of us journalists, when I called him about it, he said, oh, I haven't heard of that one. The way it's been explained to me is that the law is designed, for example, for a hospital. So say you run a large hospital with an emergency room and you really want to do an across-the-board analysis of morbidity rates over the last 10 years. And you don't necessarily want journalists like Steve Goldstein and Amy Silverman to get a hold of all that material. Now, I would also argue that you could simply use HIPAA, right, to keep from releasing it. But for whatever reason, they're not using HIPAA and FERPA, which are the laws that would protect privacy with it, and with both with health issues and with a kid. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes us think that there is some kind of broader analysis of mental health services at ADJC that Nicole Taylor from DOC came up with. And now I should add that DOC does not have a great track record when it comes to providing mental health services or really any health care at all. Mm-hmm. And so if I just had to just guess, I would guess that Jeff Hood from ADJC thought, oh, well, you know, we've got this dad. He's bugging us all the time about his kid. He wants his kid in the mental health unit. He's driving us nuts. You know what? I'm going to ask he used to work at DOC. I'm going to ask my former colleague, Nicole Taylor, to take a look. And I bet she'll come back and say, of course, you guys are doing everything right. Again, that's just conjecture. Mm-hmm.
What do we know about what Nicole Taylor wrote? Clearly, these are not things that DOC and ADJC want to get out.
Well, they definitely don't want
right.
it out there.
Exactly.
Now, maybe it could be because they truly believe that it would violate the heart of this quality assurance law that even Dan Barr hadn't heard about heretofore. I have no idea what's in that report, and it is driving me crazy, and it's driving Steve Renner crazy. Both he and I have been asking all over town, trying to shake it loose.
Have you heard of other examples, Amy, other than Steve Renner, as long as you've been reporting on this, for parents who felt like they just were not able to get? I know this law is a new thing to you and to all of us, or most of us, but when it comes down to this, have you heard similar complaints in the past from parents?
I have not heard from parents who have said that they couldn't get their children's records. And in fact, Steve Renner I've got boxes and boxes of records. Now, I don't think it's a coincidence that he gave those records to me. I wrote a story that they didn't like. Mm-hmm. And then when he came back to ask for another record, suddenly they had a new reason why it couldn't be released. I think I get the game. Maybe the report said, you're doing everything right, and this kid is just a bad egg, and he doesn't deserve any mental health treatment, and proceed apace. And they don't want us to see that. That could be as well.
Without lawsuits by anyone, is there any next step here that could help Steven Renner or anybody else going forward? I mean, what can be done?
Well, the legislature's in session. If somebody wants to call Jeff Hood and ask him what's going on, they certainly could. I know that Steve Renner's asked, you know, a few legislators. No. And just this week, 2 days ago, Governor Ducey made Jeff Hood's appointment as ADJC director permanent. So I've also not heard back from the governor's office, and I've CC'd them on a lot of the communication.
Amy Silverman of Phoenix News Times, we've been talking about her piece, Department of Juvenile Corrections Refuses to Release Potentially Damning Report. Amy, thanks.
Thank you.